inside and out, kind of keep guys off balance. So those are the outings you kind of wish that you could go longer in. But it's a long year. Bullpen came in and did a great job. They've done a great job all year. You know, our offense continues to swing the bat well. We're a good team. We're a good team.
You're getting a lot of opportunities, but it looks like you're taking advantage of them.
Would
you agree with that?
Yeah. Just being able to kind of come into a game, just kind of pitch by pitch. It's been my mentality. Trying to slow the game down, not let it speed up on me, no matter the situation. Just learning from the guys that have been here in the past, honestly. Bass, Manaya, Frankie, Cole, just all, everybody here, honestly. Just talking amongst them and just kind of hearing what they do in certain situations, and just kind of taking what works for me out of those conversations and kind of using that to my advantage.
Where that ball hit you and you think it's going to be a factor for your next start?
What was that?
Where that ball hit you and you think it's going to be a factor for your next start?
No, I'll be there.
Oh, one obvious question, was it left leg or right?
Left. Yeah.
Let me ask you one other question. As an East Bay guy, you know the Coliseum. And obviously there's been a lot of talk the last few days about small crowds. Does it affect you on the mound? Does it affect the guys in the clubhouse? Or can you just ignore how many or how few are in the ballpark?
Yeah, just kind of, I guess, seen it from a fan's perspective. And I'm kind of speaking from the heart a little bit. I understand it's tough. We've had a lot of good players over the last 4 or 5 years when I've been here. And to see those guys kind of leave from a fan perspective, I get it. But one thing I'll say is that we have a lot of good players in this clubhouse. And maybe guys just haven't made their name for themselves yet. But, to the fans out there, I promise you guys, we're going to fight. We're going to fight till I last out, win or lose. Guys come in here, we're trying to win every game. And the more people to kind of come to a game, I don't think fans really realize the amount of effect they have on a game. It's a long year, and just coming to a stadium, where there's 15, 20,000 bringing energy, it definitely helps guys, and it picks guys up on those days that are grinding when it gets into the middle of the year and everything. But nobody loves playing in Oakland more than we do. We come in here with a dog mentality, and we're gonna fight. It doesn't bother us, honestly. Whether there's 60,000 out there or 600.
Well, watching the replay, it looks like it got you on the heel, but where did it get you?
It got me upper shin, right below my knee. Yeah.
Okay, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Okay, is it pretty sore?
It's tender right now, but I'll be good.
It's been noisy quite a bit, in the system. But what do you think this place is doing the bat right now? Is it something that you kind of always thought he could do at this level?
Yeah, no, he's a good player. He's a good hitter. From facing him, from seeing him play a couple years ago when he was here, and now coming back, he looks really good right now. Just everything, just body wise, swing wise, mentality wise. He's a good player. He's showing it.
That's not sure how much that play was that by Murphy to go for the tag, even if you hadn't gone in your favor there.
No, I honestly didn't see it. I don't think Brownie saw it. But just doing it, I guess, sneakily, so you don't kind of draw attention to yourself and give him a chance to kind of scramble back to the bag. That's huge. Huge heads-up play out of him.
Got a very young closer this year in Danny Jimenez. Could you talk a little bit about his pitching so far?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable for us. He's got a good fastball. He's got a good breaking ball. He attacks guys. He's kind of a quiet guy around here, but when he's out there, he turns it on. And he's got that fight mentality in him.
Back to your performance, you gave up no walks, 4 strikeouts, all looking. Seems like you really had a lot of power today.
Yeah, walks is something that I've really prided myself on coming into this year. I think I went 3-2 to Urias, and I just kind of told myself, just let him hit it.
I think that was the first hit of the game.
Yeah, first hit of the game, but you know, when you start walking guys, that's when stuff starts speeding up. You know, it's very hard to put together three hits in a row. And just making them beat you instead of beating yourself is what I've been trying to keep myself doing.
Thanks, Pop.